This year's college graduates face a grim future as they enter the worst job market since the Great Depression. And if history tells us anything about entering the workforce during these periods of high unemployment, it's that the class of 2020 will most likely earn less and experience an unstable financial future for years to come. It's particularly difficult for those entering the restaurant industry, which has already lost about 8 million workers so far in this pandemic. That leaves culinary grads like Trevor Dembski thinking hard about his future. Trevor is a graduate at the Columbus Culinary Institute in Columbus, Ohio, and he joins us now. Trevor, welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, congratulations. First of all, I know you officially finished classes back in February, and you've had to fulfill a certain amount of work hours to become a certified culinarian. How are you feeling about things right now? The restaurant industry has taken a major hit.
I know it's going to be rough for my industry for the next few months, maybe even for the rest of the year, especially for other young culinarians like myself to try to find work throughout the future. New safety and sanitation procedures that will be coming along throughout the pipelines the next few months. Trying to win the trust of the public back just to come back and eat, or just overall to win back the hospitality business for everyone like in the United States, let alone the rest of the world, because of the times we're in right now, unfortunately.
Yeah. What got you into this industry?
I think it would mostly be because of my upbringing. My mother was a functional cook, and my father was just sort of there to do like basic French toast or this, that, and the other, or hamburger helper meals.
I love how you say functional cook. Like,
I know. It kind of was. It was like, hey, let's put chicken in a crock pot with cream of mushroom soup, and then you guys find whatever vegetables you want to do. And I'm like, all right, that sounds like a meal. But it wasn't until I went to a technical school where I came from, which is Pioneer Career Technology Center. When I went there my sophomore year, I saw that all of these like juniors and seniors are learning how to cook. They're learning how to operate in a restaurant. And I'm like, this is something I can get behind. I really enjoy this over doing graphic design or childcare or anything like that. There's something that spoke to me about food, especially with how my parents would cook at home. I'd say, I could maybe do this better. What could I do differently? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until my senior year I said, you know what? I think I'm actually going to do something with this instead of just saying, oh, you know what? I went to technical school. I got a degree. I'm going to work in an office now.
Yeah. Your mom, as you mentioned, the functional cook, I feel her. I totally understand what you're saying there. I might be just like her. But she is an elementary school art teacher, and your dad is a special effects artist and like millions of Americans right now out of work. How difficult has that been for you and your family?
I would say the first thing that sort of hit us all was it was a moral defeat. And it's not even just my family alone. I think, like you said, it affected millions of Americans itself. If, for example, my mother had never not had a job in her entire life. So when they said you have to be laid off at this specific amount of time, it just was sort of devastating for her. And she really didn't know how to function for a certain amount of time. My dad, which again, special effects artist, he loves to go out and network. He likes to go out and do art. And one of the most important trade shows for horror and special effects, I believe, was held in Tennessee. Since the coronavirus hit, he wasn't able to attend. And he was sitting on stock with like thousands of dollars worth of product that he couldn't sell anymore. And then my brother, he's a senior in high school. He's now in the weird spot of like, I got to experience a proper high school graduation. I got to see prom. And I told my brother, I'm like, you're not going to get a normal thing just like me. And he said, well, that's pretty much how the cards were dealt for my life. But that doesn't mean that he can't do something to make it up in the future.
Is that how you're thinking about your future?
I think that's pretty much how we should all think about our future, especially these last few months. I pretty much have spent my entire time locked inside while my boyfriend usually has to go out to work because he's considered an essential worker as a warehouse employee. I usually am looking at my bookshelf like I am right now and saying, okay, so what have I not read? What can I do a little more research on? What can I cook tonight for dinner? What can I maybe educate myself a little better on and push myself and make myself more valuable so that when everything opens back up, I can say, I've learned all this while I was locked away. I want to be a little more important to your team as much as I want to be important to myself.
That's Trevor Dembski. He's a graduate of the Columbus Culinary Institute in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, Trevor, I see such a bright future ahead and just this wonderful attitude that you have at this time of uncertainty. Again, all the best and thank you, Trevor.
Thank you so much, Tanya.